The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Barrett, good morning.
Very good morning to you.
Can I first of all say congratulations on the brilliant win last night and your key part in that win?
Yeah, I don't think I can look at it as an individual key part win. I think it comes down to completely as a team. I think Courtney Brosnan's save in the first half, I think that is a, you know, looking back on it, it's a complete game changer. I think if they score and go 1-0 up, it's a different type of game, and thankfully she keeps it out, because again, we've done our research, and yeah, I'm delighted to be part of the history in terms of the goal scoring, but it comes down to a lot of other moments, and thankfully Courtney was part of that.
Well, you had your moment. You get a through ball. Your first touch was terrific, and you just bet on yourself to win the race, and win it you did.
Yeah, I think that's one thing with me that's never guaranteed is my first touch. I think it's one of those that can either go into the keeper's hands, or it's one that goes right in front of me. It's my first touch is never one of those good things that's guaranteed, and thankfully it worked in my favour in this regard. But when I got in front of the goal, I think it was just something that we'd been thinking about as a team. You know, we'd done a lot of research on in terms of their defending and, you know, their keeper movements, and I think one thing we had looked at is that their keeper was quite prone to staying on the line, and I think the closer I got to goal, I could see that she was staying on her line, and I think I just took that extra touch, and then thankfully was able to toe poke it into the goal, and again, one of those moments I'll just never forget.
Now, you toe-poked it into the bottom right-hand corner, and, you know, close enough to the upright, so it was deadly accurate, really, to make that goal.
Yeah, I won't lie to you, when I did initially toe-poke it, and from the angle I was standing at the time and to the angle of the goal, I thought, oh, Jesus Christ, here we go, it's gone wide. So, thankfully, I was very, very grateful when it went inside the post, but I won't lie to you, it was a very nervy 8-7 seconds for me, because I thought I was going the other side of the goal.
Yeah, and then 22 or more nervous minutes after that goal went in and you're one up, and you know from the results earlier in the evening that you are through if you can maintain this lead to the end.
Yeah, I think that's one advantage we did have, was that I think the girls on the pitch didn't actually know the story of the other games. I think that was completely down to, I know the staff had been talking about it in the first half. You know, obviously when I was on the bench, I could see that you know, they had mentioned, you know, games were going a certain way. But I think the one thing that the players on the pitch knew was that regardless of any other result, we had to win the game, or we had to get a result. And I think thankfully we did. And thankfully our concentration was nowhere else but the game that in hand.
So, you know, there wasn't a game plan, plan A, plan B, if the results go a particular way earlier on. You know, it wasn't going to impact on you. You were out to win the game. Vera Pau, she's been quoted already. We played a little clip where she said that, you know, you had a game plan. She said that the team were always willing to, you know, accept the plan, understand the plan, maintain the plan. So there was that conviction in the team that what Vera was saying, what you had to do, that's what you did.
Yeah, 100%. I think our initial game plan, that we had looked at a different strengths and weaknesses of Scotland, and our initial game plan was basically to, you know, give them possession, but also cut off the areas that they were prone to exploit, and I think that worked for us in the majority of the game. And then there was times that we knew that we can poach the ball and we can get at them. And I think that worked for us very, very well. I think after the game, Vera had said this, that we had, like, I think 27% or 28% of possession. And, you know, at the start of the game, you know, you probably would have questioned that a little bit. Like, okay, that's not ideal. But, you know, I think in terms of, you know, what exact dominance they had on the front of our goal, in terms of that number of percent, possession, I think we would have taken it 100%. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they can have all the possession if they want. You know, the most important thing is that we have the goal that wins the game.
And the mantra that you use is to out-believe. Now, when I heard that, I was wondering, does that mean that you have to believe you can achieve more than you might on paper? Or is it that when you go into a match, you have more belief in yourselves than the other team might have?
To be honest with you, I think it means a lot of things. You know, when I first heard it, when I said, you know, I believe, I think I was a wee bit like, you know, I don't know exactly what this means for me personally, but, you know, as much as I've grown into it, it just means you have to outbelieve what you can achieve. And I think, you know, you set yourself a standard every year or every, you know, every few months. It's like, okay, this is what I want to do. I think outbelief means, you know, whatever you set yourself the goal, you can outachieve that. You know, you can go one step further. And I think that's exactly what this team has done. I think initially looking at the draw that we got, you know, I don't think anybody would have given us the chance of qualifying for a World Cup. I think they said, oh, you know, Finland, good team. Sweden, you know, oh, good team. Slovakia, oh, they'll be difficult to play home and away. And I just think this team has come together and we've literally outbelieved. We've outbelieved every team that's, you know, come up against us. We've outbelieved, I suppose, the UEFA ranks. And yeah, honestly, we've outbelieved the FIFA rankings and we've outbelieved our achievement. And here we are in the World Cup.
Now, Amber, it's been a bittersweet week for you. The sweetness, of course, of that goal that brings your team through to the World Cup. The bitterness, of course, is the tragedy of Kreslaw, which is a place with you, with which you have deep connection.
Yeah, I think, you know, the last few days have been, I think harrowing is the only way to describe it. I think, you know, you just can't look forward to a World Cup qualifier with that in the back of your head. You can't ignore what's happened. I think, again, personally, having so many connections to Kreslaw, I think it's just been one of those things that you can't just wipe down and, you know, get off the train and then away you go and forget everything. And I think seeing everything on social media, I think, as things have progressed over the last few days, you've read stories about what's happened and people, why they were there, and, you know, stories of, you know, the little girl and her dad going to buy a birthday cake for their mum, and the girl coming back from France to see her boyfriend. And I think you just can't put that into words in terms of perspective. And, you know, we've been so worked up about a World Cup playoff, and we've been so excited about it, and we've been, you know, this has been our whole, you know, talking point. But, you know, when you break it down, there's just, we don't scratch the surface in terms of importance in life and what it means to people. And unfortunately, I know so many people involved. I know, you know, unfortunately, people who've, you know, died in the tragedy. I know people who were there when it happened. I know people whose families are affected. And, you know, as much as this World Cup, it means so much to us, it's just in terms of so many things in life, you know, you're just so grateful for who you meet, why you meet them, and, you know, what's for you won't pass you. And unfortunately, they just met the, you know, wrong place at the wrong time. And but I just think that this whole thing with Ireland women's team qualifying for a World Cup, I think it gives some sentimental value to their lives. And I'm so glad to be part of it. But I think at the end of the day, you know, we will never, ever forget what they've done for our lives. You know, not personally, but they touched the lives of their family and their friends. And I don't think we can ever forget that either.
And even when you take to the pitch and honour the dead of Kreslaw, and of course wearing the black armband, you know, it's not far away from you, and you have to kind of park it in somewhere in the background when you start playing the game. You've got to get your focus and you've got to be in the zone, which obviously you did, and so incredibly. But then you dedicated the win and your goal and everything that was achieved last night to the people of Donegal and the people of Kreslaw.
Yeah, because, again, I think that when those moments happen, like, as much as you're like, you know, when the goal goes in, like, your initial feeling is, oh my God, this is unbelievable. But I think straight away, like, you can't forget what you're wearing on your left arm. Like, and I think, honestly, the moment of silence before the game, I think that was, for me personally, that's one of the best moments I've had in, I think, in my life, when I think you're talking about 10,000-11,000 people in Hampden Park. You know, I know it's not a sellout, but the silence that fell, in terms of just respect, from the Irish people to the Scottish people, I think you just can't ignore that. And I think my reaction to the goal was, you know, poignant in terms of being a very, you know, familiar to Croatia. But I think, you know, look at Katie's reaction straight away. You know, her reaction isn't like, "Oh, right, you know, come on, let's party with Amber." Like, it's straight away. She appreciates what my reaction is, and I think the team follows through with that. And I think, you know, we had our moment silence on Saturday morning at training with Croatia, and I think that carried through. And I have absolutely no doubt that anybody that was affected by this was there with us last night, and they carried us through that result.
One of the texts that's come in from a Limerick listener says, "Oh my God, what a pleasure to listen to Amber. What a dignified girl. Donegal can be so, so, so proud of her. I was in tears as she paid tribute to all who died in Croatia, a credit to her family, her county and her country." And Amber, I mean, you've given a lift to the people of Donegal at a time of tragedy. You've also given a lift to the whole country, because, you know, that local tiny a village, crossroads of Croatia, you know, the sorrow felt there was echoed in the county at large and then all around the country. And, you know, what you've done overnight, you and the rest of the team, has been to lift our spirits a little bit at a sad time.
I think, yeah, like we've done our best to lift spirits, but like, I think, again, in terms of perspective, I don't think you can. I think it's been very, very difficult, and I think, you know,
I'm sorry for upsetting you, Amber, by bringing this so close to you, but it's probably something that's been in your thoughts pretty much all your resting hours.
Hi, it's Vera Powell here, I'm not sure.
Vera?
Yeah, hi. Shall I take over for a moment?
You can, of course, Vera. And I think, you know, our listeners are empathizing with Amber and how dignified and how articulate she has been in the wake of this terrible tragedy, which touched her so closely in Donegal. But may I take the opportunity to congratulate you, Vera, on the work you've done with the team. I mean, we can all go back to the rows with the FAI about inadequate gear for the national team and how badly they were treated, and how you've managed to turn it round to the point that we have a team capable of competing in a World Cup.
Yeah, but as what Amber says, it puts it for the moment into perspective. We're so happy that we're going to the World Cup. This team has fought for years, and far before I came in, I hope that I have contributed a little bit in the last 3 years. But the dedication to all the people that have been before me, all the coaches, and especially Sue Ronan and Colin Bell, we are standing on their shoulders, and we're standing on the shoulders of the legends that were before us. They did not get the opportunities that we got to grow. But in this team, there was such a determination for the country, for the girls in Ireland, for women in Ireland, to because it's football, it's the biggest sport in the world and the biggest event in the world that we're going to. That we bring the feeling that if you really, really deep down inside want to achieve something, you can do it. You can reach anything that you believe in. And the fact that this group is so special, we're so close to one another, and how Amber reacted on her goal, that is coming from so down deep inside. I've had other moments that the players showed, for example, to me their respect and the way they've reacted and supported myself in difficult times. This team is there for others. And of course, we play football for ourselves, but the sacrifices that we make and the sacrifice that those players make for others is so special. I've never experienced that before.
Well, Vera, thank you very much for talking to me. And if you would please pass on my thanks once again to Amber for joining us. And I'm sorry for upsetting her perhaps more than I had intended. But thank you very much, Vera, for joining us on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.